Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie. I'm a simple man, don't wanna Hello, everybody! Welcome to an all-new episode of Social Blend. We are finally done with the election. Thank God. I am so done with seeing those commercials on TV, no matter what show you're watching, no matter what you're doing, whether you're minding your own business or involved in it. I am drained from this election, which I feel like I am every 4 years. It's so draining to just having to deal with it all, and scary because it's like these people, like, our lives are in their hands. So I'm always like, it's heavy. This is my first episode without Gracie. Gracie, we miss you so much. I know you're watching, and we'll see you soon. But yes, this is my first episode without Gracie today. We have so much to discuss. I have many, many things to catch you all up on in regards to my life and also pop culture and some reality TV. But first off, I am going to say next week I have a special guest coming on. She's going to be a substitute co-host just for next week's episode. So I'm excited for that. We're going to talk about pop culture and also reality TV and what she thinks on these shows. But yes, so we do have a lot to discuss. Oh my gosh, I have a lot to discuss. I keep saying we because I'm so used to having my co-host with me. All right, so this past week, it was my sister's birthday, Stephanie has been on the podcast a few times. In the earlier years of Social Blend, she was on it quite some time. And then also just like throughout these years, she's like come and gone like throughout the season. But yeah, it was her birthday. So just like as a family, we all kind of went to a cute dinner. Got to spend time with each other. It was nice. And the funny thing was, so the restaurant we've been going to, I won't say the name, but we've been going to this restaurant for years, like since we were kids, we've been going to this restaurant and we all have loved it. We would go for Christmas, we would go for our birthdays, and that was just always our spot. We loved it there. But like then during COVID, they like had this weird menu, and I went there and I asked for, like, I was vegan at that time because before that I wasn't vegan. So I asked for a, burrito just without cheese and the sour cream or, you know, whatever it was, and they couldn't do it. And I was like, why? Like, you're just not putting cheese, sour cream, and like chicken, like everything else I'm fine with. Nope, we can't do it. I'm like, that's so sketchy. So I was like, are they, like, is their food frozen? Like, I'm like, this is weird. So fast forward 3 years later, this year we go again. Because then I haven't been since then. Because I was like, ew, like, that's weird. So we go to it finally, like, as a family. I'm there. And, like, again, like, it was okay, but it wasn't amazing. Like, the food really wasn't great. Like, it was okay, but it just wasn't what it used to be. When, like, growing up, when we used to go, it was amazing. The environment was fun, but I definitely have seen it because literally years ago, you could not get a table at that place without waiting at least 45 minutes. This time we go, and it was, like, almost immediate. So I was like, ugh, that's not good. Because before that, literally the whole place was packed. And they used to have this whole common area. It was like a bar area that was filled with people waiting to get a seat to eat there. So that all did change. But we still had a great time. I loved it. I probably won't go again. It's sad to say. But like, I can't, like, I'm not gonna go there again, only because I'm like, why would they, like, ruin such an amazing thing? Like, and I think it's because they did start branching out. They do have another restaurant, but they made such good money. Like, when I tell you this place was popping every single time I would go. Like, it could be a Monday, it could be a Thursday, it could be a Friday, it could be a weekend, and it was still busy. So, I don't know what happened, but I think it was because they did. Like, once you start branching out and going to new places, like, it just doesn't hit the same. And when you try to save on costs, like, you lose people. So, you know, it is a staple, and you know what? Never say never, but at this time, I won't go back for now. Next, we have, well, I have so many things to talk about, but this weekend, I freaking put up Christmas decorations. I could not believe it. All of our Christmas decorations are up. The tree is up. The ornaments are up. Like, the lights are up. Like, I am so taken back. This might be the earliest we've ever done it. So last year we had family come from Oklahoma and we wanted to show them like a Christmas in New Jersey because it's my mom's best friend. So she's from Jersey, but her family is not from Jersey. They're all from Oklahoma. That's it. They were born and raised there. So she was like, I want to show them, you know, New York City. For Christmas time, I want to just show them everything like that. So we're like, oh my gosh, yeah. So we literally got the whole house ready for Christmas. It was so funny. And like, it was Thanksgiving, but it was perfect. It was amazing. So now this year, my mom kind of liked that we did that. She's like, let's do it again. But I do understand because it's like the longer we have the tree up, like the more we get to enjoy it. And when we usually put the tree up right after Thanksgiving, it's only up there for about a month and then we take it down. So it sucks. Like you put in all that work and nothing comes of it. Like it's only there for 30 days. Whereas now we kind of could have it for like, you know, a month and a half, which is at least something. It's better than just, you know, a few weeks with it. But yeah, so now it's all up. I can't believe it still. I'm just like in shock, but it is nice to look at. I love, love, love Christmas. I do feel like it's a little early. I would say maybe a week too early. Maybe if we did it next week, it wouldn't be that bad, but it's fine. But this week I am having a Friendsgiving. So this is live. I am filming this on a Wednesday and it's out on a Wednesday. And Friday, I am having a Friendsgiving with a group of my friends, and I am excited for it. They're the same friends who actually, they came on the podcast when we were speaking about the Euphoria episodes and finales. So they have been on here before, and Noor has also been on here before, and she's also coming to this. So I'm so excited to have everyone together. We're going to have a cute fire outside. Guys, there was a drought. Okay, and literally, I had no idea. I'm over here having fires, like, because here in New Jersey, wherever you guys are, I know we have listeners, like, from all over the place, but in New Jersey, like, we have every season. So, we have fall, spring, winter, summer, and so fall is the best time to have those cozy nights by the fire, and you just, like, roast marshmallow, well, not me, but, like, you know, you could roast marshmallows and it's just like a cozy vibe. Like I love it. And now it's like the best time because once it gets too cold, then that's kind of it. And anyway, it's funny because in the summer fires are also known to happen. Like we also have like fires, like, and we like by the, what is it called? Like we have a little fire pit and we like have a fire and it's also like a thing to do in the summer. But in the summer, it's, like, too hot. So when you do a fire in the summer, it's kind of, like, for the aesthetics. Like, if you're outside, like, you have a cute fire, you have people over, you have a little dinner outside. So that's why we do it. But in the fall, it is mostly to, like, stay warm, get cozy, and for the aesthetic as well. But there's been a drought. I have been doing it. I had no idea you couldn't have a fire until my friend told me. So I was like, oh, shit. So I have not had one since, but now it finally rains because I really wanted to have a fire on Friday for my Friendsgiving. So now I could finally have one because the drought is done. Like it rained. We're all good to go. Thank God. But I was like, I didn't know that was a thing that was happening here in New Jersey because we do live by water. We live by the ocean. But I mean, technically I'm like 45 minutes from the ocean. So not really, but But yeah, so we're having Friendsgiving. I'm very excited. So what we're doing is we're all bringing like a dish, or we're, you know, bringing different things. So each of us kind of, you know, said like what we wanted to bring for it. And I'm going to make a vegan mac and cheese. I hope it comes out good. I really, really do. But I think it is, because I've kind of mastered it, but I haven't done it in a while. So I'm really hoping it does come out good. So we'll see how that goes. And then also, oh my God, I got the cutest plates and napkins. They are so, I cannot wait. But yeah, so I'm excited to have it. We'll have a little fire. I do want to play games. I don't know what games to play yet, but I do want something that is, you know, very like Thanksgiving vibes. Like, other than like, what are you grateful for? Even though that is fun, like gratitude, like maybe I will do something like that first and then like we'll play a game. But yeah, I am really excited about that. And, you know, Thanksgiving, that's kind of how that kind of holiday that I do enjoy. But like, as I became vegan, the food is like, okay, like, cause I could only eat so much. Like I can only eat potatoes. I have to make my own stuffing, because the stuffing my family makes, it's like, I don't know, it's a recipe from Italy, and they put crazy things in it, including certain kind of meat, so I cannot have it now, and it was always my favorite, but it's fine, what are we gonna do? So now I've been making my own stuffing, and it's like, it's not hard, but it's just time consuming.
Okay, stop right there. You know what I'm about to say, and you know what I'm about to spew, and it's all the truth. Goalie Gummy is that gummy. Goalie does so much for our bodies. They help with immune health, heart health, energy metabolism. Don't forget digestion, which is my favorite for the apple cider vinegar. But Goalie has now expanded into so much more. They have the ashwagandha gummies, the sleep gummies, the super fruit gummies, the super green gummies, which are my favorite. And they now have like a multivitamin. They have an energizer. So Goalie is so much more than just the apple cider vinegar that it once was. I want to help you be a part of our family at Goalie Gummies. So today, if you go to goalie.com, and use my promo code GSTILLWELL at checkout, which is GSTILLWELL at checkout, you will get a percentage off. Now, here's the catch. Follow me on Instagram at GeorgeStillwell_, and I will post weekly on a percentage that you could get off your Goalie gummies. It could be 5%, 10%, 20%, 30%, or more. So you have to follow me to get these fun deals, but you will always get at least 10% off with my code. So run, don't walk, as I always say, and get your Goalie gummies today.
And we're back. So we're going to start with reality TV, and then we'll go right into pop culture. So a lot of shows are on right now. We have House of Villains, which I have been so entertained by this show. I thought season one was good. Season two is even better. The fact that Teresa and Tiffany Pollard are fighting right now, it's my two worlds colliding, and I'm like, holy shit. But it's so freaking good. It's on E! It's every Thursday at 10 p.m., and you can also watch it on Peacock. So right now, I think four people have gone off of the show as of right now, and there's a lot of fighting, a lot of arguments. I am going to say, I'm going to do spoiler right now, so if you have not watched this, please go fast forward 15 minutes. Larsa Pippen is one of the cast members now. She came in randomly, like I think episode two, she popped in and she was staying as a new addition. So she's been really fun because Larsa's crazy. But other than that, we have Tiffany Pollard. I don't know everybody else. Wes is from, I think, Survivor, I'm going to say. Safari, He's so annoying. He's from Love and Hip Hop, but what everyone knows him from is Nicki Minaj's ex-boyfriend. So we have a great cast. It's a big one, and it's a lot of fun. I love watching it, and oh my god, like every single time it's coming on or I miss it and I go to run and watch it, I'm like, oh my god, this show is incredible. But yeah, that's really fun. Also, right now we have Jersey Shore Family Vacation. I'm currently getting up to date with it. I've been so behind. So I think I'm 2 episodes behind. So I think I'm gonna watch 1 tonight and then 1 tomorrow. Or I'll try to fit them both in tonight. But that show is really, really good too. Someone's always beefing on that show. They're always arguing something. Someone's always screaming and crying. It's just so refreshing. Like, these people, like, we follow them since the early days of, like, 2009. And for me, being from New Jersey and going down the shore during the summer, it was always so fun, like, stalking them and, like, going past the house and stuff like that. And a few times I was near them, like, if they were on the boardwalk and stuff, because I was still young. I think I was in middle school when it came out. So I was very young, so it's not like I could go clubbing or anything. But, yeah, it's so funny to watch them still be going at it and to still be in the spotlight, which is great. Good for them. And then, of course, we also have The Real Housewives of New York. We have The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, which is amazing. Like, Salt Lake City is so good. Every single season, I'm like, they can't top this. They physically cannot top this. And then they go ahead and they top it. So, what a great, great season. Bronwyn, I really do enjoy her. I am going to say that. At first, I wasn't too fond of her, but now I really, really enjoy her. And then we also have Mary, who I'm so happy is a full-time housewife now, because last season she was a friend of, but she was an original OG of the cast. So I'm so happy she is on it. And the season is just great. A lot of Lisa screaming, which is my favorite. Lisa's that kind of woman where, like, you are going to fight with her, but she just brings incredible TV. So you cannot hate her for doing that. Who else do we have? Meredith. I love Meredith, even though everyone's like, this is her last season. Goodbye, Meredith. I don't think so. I think Meredith is that kind of character where she doesn't have to be in all the drama. She doesn't have to have these insane storylines. She could kind of just live her life and, you know, be around them. But, like, I don't know. Like, I don't see, like, to me, every time I see her, I'm like, oh, thank God, Meredith is there. Like, I just love her. Now, Whitney, I cannot stand her, but, like, listen, every season, there's always going to be that person who's going to be, like, the villain. So, I don't, like, blame Whitney for being that person, because I feel like someone has to do it, and someone is going to be that person. Unfortunately, whether they like it or not, it's always just going to happen, and it's very organic the way it happens, but someone's going to have to be it, you know, so that's it. So I feel like by being the villain on a show, it is very hard, but I could see Whitney being, like, how do I say it? What's that term? I could see her being redeemed for being the villain, because I feel like sometimes when you're too truthful, you become the villain. Like, I always say that with me. I feel like I would become the villain because I'm just too honest and I do tell the truth, even though sometimes the truth is not always the way, but someone has to do it. So, yeah, other than that, it's a great season. But Real Housewives of New York City, so much is happening with them too. It's not really being loved by many fans, and I understand. I do miss the original. I'm going to just say that. I loved the original cast. I don't know why they would ruin it and get rid of everybody. It just makes no sense. It turns people off, but here we are. So we're just dealing with what we got. And I do enjoy these ladies. I really do. Uba, I don't think she should even be on this show. She's giving friend of vibes. I just think she has nothing going on. And same with Brynn. Like, Brynn is bringing it, like, but not in the way you would want. So I feel like her and Uba, like Bren and Uba would be friends, and that would be for the better. But then we have like Erin, who has a lot going on in her life. She actually just recently announced that she is pregnant with her fourth child. She did unfortunately just lose her dad right before the season premiered. So that like is very sad to hear. But, you know, it's allegedly her. Well, she's saying that her dad knew about this. So thank God, like her dad at least passed away knowing that she was pregnant. But it's still sad, like, you know, of course. So, who else am I missing? My God. Sai, like, okay, like, hi. Like, I don't know. For me, like, Jessel is amazing. Like, she has real-world problems, in my opinion. And real-world, I mean, like, marriage, worrying about the future, wanting to have another kid. Like, those are real-world problems. You know, like, we as people want those things and stuff like that. So, it's very refreshing watching Jessel. But other than that, I just feel like, I don't know, this cast, like, everyone's so worried about their looks, which is a normal thing, but, like, you could tell. Other shows, they know how to hide it, and they know how to kind of do that on the side, but here, they're so scared about what other people are gonna think, and how to just look perfect, and that's just not the way a show's gonna roll. I'm sorry, unfortunately, you cannot lie in a show, and, it's amazing to learn that. And now we're going right into pop culture. Guys, we have so much to discuss right now. Oh my God, like, I just got crazy news. So Teddy Mellencamp from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, she also has a show with Tamara from The Real Housewives of Orange County, and it's two teas in a pod, and she is filing divorce from, her and her husband are filing divorce, and we just found breaking news that she was actually dating her horse instructor or horse coach, whatever the fuck it is. And I am so taken back. This girl's an accountability coach and you're over here sleeping with other people. Girl, where's your accountability? But anyway, so right now we have some Liam Payne news. Liam Payne passed away this past, you know, last month. And three have been charged in his death. One was actually an employee of the hotel, which is very sad to hear. I can't believe this happened. I'm, like, still distraught from that. Like, when it happened, I was on the NJ Transit heading to the city for, like, dinner. And what was I doing? Oh, I was going to see Wicked, actually. So I went to go see Wicked on Broadway. And then I got that news. And I was so upset. I was, like, devastated. It's so heartbreaking. But it is what it is. Also, well, like I said, Erin from Real Housewives of New York City is pregnant. Britney Spears completes her child support this week. So this is such a coincidence because her sons just started speaking to her again. And I wonder if that's because the dad is going to have no money. Like, cause now that's it. After this month or after this week, there are no more child support payments. I cannot believe it. But good for Britney. Let's see what happens here. And, yeah. So, next we have on our list that a father who drowned and died in a lake actually was found in Europe living a whole new life. And I cannot believe this. When I heard this story, my jaw fell to the floor. I was like, what? So you watch? He said that he watched his whole family, like, scream and think he died. And, like, I just laughed because I'm like, not you laugh, like, watching everyone cry and be devastated that you're gone. And then you just start a whole new life. Like, I thought that was so crazy. Next, we have Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox are pregnant. So, congratulations to the two of them. They are messy. They have been engaged, broken it off, got back together again. I mean, I cannot with these two. Yeah, it's a mess. Mattel has messed up. The brand known for Barbie has fucked up. So they had a Wicked line out, a Wicked Barbie line out, for the movie coming up. And on their box, like on the back of the box, they put the website of the movie. So they did, it was supposed to be wickedmovie.com. They did wicked.com. Now, if you type in wicked.com, it's like a pornography site or like an escort site, something like that. So I was like, are you kidding me? So now it's all on these kids' boxes, like the child's like toy boxes. I am so taken back. I'm like, really? Like, that really slipped through the cracks at Mattel. Like, it's such a mess. But they're all currently out. I feel like buying one because I feel like, you know, when like stuff like that happens and it becomes like viral and then like people are buying them and then it's like worth $200. So I'm like, maybe I should do that. I thought that was so funny. Next, we have Zach Bryan and Brianna Chicken Fry Mess. It is such a mess, guys. Like, she was on a podcast with Dave Portnoy and Josh. They're all on the BFF podcast, which I do enjoy listening to it. And she was just speaking about it. It's scary, guys. So she was supposed to sign an NDA, and he was going to give her $12 million to just stay quiet and move on. She said no. She said no! I would have said, thank you very much. I'm signing the NDA. Run me my money. Or actually would have said, run me my money, and then I'm signing the NDA. And you will never hear or see me again. You will never see me again after all this. So it's so crazy that, like, she said no to the money, and she's like, I'm going to speak on this. So I don't know. Like, I do want to hear his side, but at the same time, I'm like, let's just all cool it. Like, it's over. Like, it's really not a major deal. He just has a lot of issues. That's what we've realized in all of this. And then last, guys, last but not least, we have the Sexiest Man Alive announcement. So, originally I thought the Sexiest Man Alive was Benny Blanco because they posted him. And they were like, you're Sexiest Man Alive. And it was a photo of him. And all I thought was, you gotta be fucking kidding me. If he is Sexiest Man Alive, I could be Sexiest Man Alive. And anyone could be Sexiest Man Alive. But it wasn't. I guess they just had, like, different people also being Sexiest Man Alive. Like, it was very confusing going on people.com. But the Sexiest Man Alive for this year, what year are we? 2024. Guys, this is so great. Like, I forgot what year we are. So John Krasinski has been crowned People's Sexiest Man Alive 2024. It is going to be out in stores, I think, this Friday, the magazine. And yeah, he's Sexiest Man Alive. So congratulations, John. Good for you. I am happy it's not Benny Blanco, but I feel like they could have picked someone else instead of John. But listen, like, I guess he had the movie out, like, he had Quiet Place out, and then he's also in that other show, so good for him. Other than that, guys, that is it. There is a lot, all in, like, 4-5 days, like, it's so crazy, but I feel like Sexiest Man Alive was something where everyone was anticipating, and then I think it's Billboard Magazine or People, or Billboard.com, they're doing a greatest artist of all time. They just put Drake as number 4, the fourth greatest artist of the world, like, of, like, ever. And I'm so confused by that. Like, I am dying to know who's 3, 2, and 1, because this is insane. So next week I will probably give you that update, because I am so, like, I'm in shock that they chose Drake. I really, really am. But we move on in life. We keep going. So, guys, I hope you have a great rest of the week. Like I said, we have Tuesdays, our Real Housewives of New York. We have Wednesday, which is Orange County. And then we have Thursday, which is House of Villains at 10 p.m. Other than that, guys, I will see you all next week. Have a great weekend and rest of the week. Happy hump day. Bye. I'm a simple man. Don't wanna complicate ya. Complicate ya.